Unit 7.
Test 4.
Instructions.
You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the real test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. Tom and Barbara are talking about markets in London. Barbara has a market list, and she wants to find out more details about them. Listen to the conversation and complete the market list. Write no more than 3 words for each answer. Look at questions 1 to 6.
Hi, Barbara. What will you do this weekend?
Well, I'd like to do some shopping, but I have no idea where to go. I've only been here a few days. I was told London is an expensive place to live.
Yes, but that's not completely true. London can be an expensive place to live, but if you shop in the right places, you can live relatively cheaply.
Is that true? Could you tell me something about the shops?
All right. You know, food tends to be cheapest in the big supermarkets, like Sainsbury's and Tesco's. Most of them have quite a good variety of food and household items. You can buy your fruit and vegetables on the street. You will find these street markets in almost every part of London. You can also buy clothes, shoes, and household items in these markets for a real bargain. Have you got a market list provided by the student union?
Yes, here you are.
This might give you some ideas. Let me see. E Street, SE17. This market sells cheap food, clothes and hardware. It's open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes, but how can I get there?
You can take the underground. We call it the tube. You see, there is a tube station on the list.
Let me see. Yes, it's Castle Station.
Right. You can get off at the castle.
Good. Look at Leather Lane, WC1.
Yes, that's a good central London market for clothes, food and hardware. It opens at lunchtimes from Monday to Friday. It's near Chancery Lane Station.
Well, what about the one in Petticoat Lane?
Oh, Petticoat Lane E1. It sells clothes, shoes and household goods. It opens only on Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 12 noon.
Yes, we can get off at Aldgate Station. Okay, what about the one in Walthamstow, E17?
Oh, that's a big market for clothes and food. It's open between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Mondays to Saturdays, except Wednesdays and Sundays.
Let me see. Yes, we can get there on the Central Line. What about Brixton?
That's Brixton SW9. It's an indoor and outdoor market with a lively atmosphere. It sells vegetables from all over the world. It opens 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays to Sundays and half days on Wednesdays.
Oh, it's close to Brixton Station, very near my place. Great, it's very convenient. Tell me more detail about Camden Lock.
Yes, there are several markets on Camden High Street and plenty of shops. They sell fashion clothes, jewellery, recorders and pottery. It's good for buying presents. Very close to Chalk Farm and Camden Town Station.
I see. It says that it opens on Sundays only from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, I think these markets might help to keep my costs down.
Well, if you need to buy new electrical goods or large household items, you can wait until the January sales, when almost all the shops sell goods at discount prices.
Thank you very much for your help. Tom, shall we go to Brixton together this weekend?
I'd love to.
Oh, I'm afraid I've got to go to a lecture. I will ring you tonight. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Barbara is phoning Tom about shopping. Look at questions 7 to 9. Now listen to their telephone conversation and answer questions 7 to 9. Write no more than 3 words for each answer. Hello, is that you, Tom?
Hi, Barbara. Have you decided where to go tomorrow?
Yes, that's right. I want to go to Camden Town to shop. Would you like to go there with me?
Yes, I'd love to. That's a good market. Mary's here with me now. She wants to go there too. Shall we meet at Camden Town Station?
Okay. How are you going there?
We will go there by bus. It's only 3 stops from my place. Well, we might walk there if the weather is fine. How will you get there?
I think I will have to take the underground. I'm at Bond Street, and I'll take the Central Line first and get off at Tottenham Court Road.
That's it. Take the Central Line and get off at Tottenham Court Road. Then you want the Northern Line to Camden Town. It's only about 4 stops. Make sure you get a northbound train, though. You want northbound Camden Town, okay?
Okay. I think I can find the way. I have an underground map with me now. What time shall we meet there tomorrow?
How about 10:30?
Well, I think that's a bit too late. It might be crowded by that time.
How about 1 hour earlier? Say 9:30.
Fine. That'll be all right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
That's the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You are going to hear a talk about the Women's Conference. First, look at questions 10 to 14. As you listen to part of the talk, answer questions 10 to 14. There will be 2 meetings held in Beijing, and they will overlap. 1. The NGO, Non-Governmental Organization Forum on Women, will be held in Beijing from August the 30th to September the 8th, 1995. The other one, the 4th World Conference on Women, FWCW, of the United Nations, will be held in Beijing from September the 4th to the 15th, 1995. Why is the UN, United Nations, holding these meetings? The UN has noticed that discrimination against women has been increasing. The UN definition of discrimination, any distinction, exclusion, or restriction made on the basis of sex, which has the purpose of deciding or not allowing the full recognition of a woman on the basis of equality between male and female, human rights, freedom in political, economic, social, cultural, or other fields. Women are discriminated against in every country of the world. The UN has issued policies to deal with the discrimination. The UN has also placed the improvement of women's status position high on the global agenda. The world is getting smaller. We are becoming a global family that shares problems and difficulties. We can learn from one another, help one another, and share ideas and information. There have been 3 previous world conferences on women. First in Mexico City in 1975, second in Copenhagen in 1980, and third was in Nairobi in 1985. During the first conference held in Mexico City in 1975, which was during the International Women's Year, one outcome was the declaration by the UN General Assembly for Decade for Women, 1976 to 1985. In Copenhagen in 1980, the participants adopted a program of action for the second half of the UN Decade for Women. The 1985 Nairobi Conference was held at the end of the UN Decade for Women, and the results were published in a book called The Forward-Looking Strategies, which provided a framework for action at the international, national, and regional levels of government and groups to promote greater equality and opportunities for women. The slogan for the UN Decade for Women was Equality, Development, and Peace. This year, from the end of August until the middle of September, Beijing will hold 2 conferences. They are separate conferences, but related. The NGO Forum 95, from August the 30th to September the 8th, about 30,000 participants, both women and men, are expected to attend. It will be about women, their lives and their perspectives. This will provide women around the world with an opportunity to discuss and develop ideas, perspectives, plans and strategies, and share information to celebrate women's achievement and contributions in society, and to draw attention to and develop solutions to the discrimination facing women worldwide. Who can participate in the NGO Forum 95? Any individuals or groups who fill in an application form and send $50 to NGO Forum, New York, by April 30th, 1995. Who will attend the 4th World Conference? Each member state of the UN will send an official delegation. There are 184 member states in the UN. Also, any person that represents an organization which has received accreditation. This had to be done by January the 13th, 1995. 6,000 people are expected to attend this conference. There has been over 3 years of preparations for this conference in Beijing, at the international, national, and regional levels in all the participating countries. The preparation committee has organized all the issues into 10 categories. The conference in Beijing will discuss all these issues. At the end of the conference, the UN will issue a platform for action. The platform for action will address the following critical areas of concern. Now look at questions 15 to 20. Listen to the following directions and answer questions 15 to 20.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are all welcome to this afternoon's tour of the campus. I'll be your guide for the duration. Before we start, could I please ask you to look at your campus map? That's the one you just got when you came in. Because the university buildings are not quite spread out, the tour will be on foot. Now, let's start where we are, the main building. As you come out of the main building, you will see 2 other big buildings opposite you. One is the campus branch of the Midland Bank on your left. The other one is the post office. Then we will follow the Mary's Road until we come to the school lane. Here, on the opposite side of the road, you will see a huge white building directly on your left-hand corner. That would be the students' library. The student union is next to it, opposite the bank. Then we turn right and get into Candle Lane. There is a big shopping centre directly on the corner, and the science building is on the left-hand side. As we go down Candle Lane, past the shopping centre, we come to the school bookstore, which has a good reputation. All necessary course books can be bought there. Not the one next to the shopping centre, but the one after that, on the high street. Opposite the bookstore, there is the sports centre, which takes up the whole block between Mary's Road and Candle Lane on the high street. Finally, we circle back to the main building. The tour will last about an hour and a half. I hope you will enjoy this afternoon's tour. Oh, one more important note from Mr. Smith, your director. Please be back to this main building after the tour. There will be a reception at 5:30 in room 204 on the first floor in the lecture hall. You'll meet your teachers and staff there. All of you are welcome.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3. Section 3. In this section, you will hear a discussion between students Maria and Jack. In the first part of the discussion, they're talking about their opinions about some of the things in their universities. First, look at questions 21 to 24. Note the examples that have been done for you. Now listen to their talk and answer questions 21 to 24. Complete the table showing the weather, the rooms, their roommates, and food. Good afternoon. May I speak to Jack Robert, please?
Speaking, please.
Hi, Jack. This is Maria.
Hello, Maria. How are you getting on there?
Fine. I arrived in Nottingham yesterday. I've just settled down, and I live on the campus of Nottingham University.
Oh, that's good. Do you like the campus?
Yes, it's beautiful. What do you think of yours?
Edinburgh University? It's marvellous. It's on a hill and very close to the sea. I like it very much.
It sounds beautiful. Jack, what's the weather like there?
Oh, it's fine and sunny. It's said that the weather here is very nice in summer, but awful in winter. What's the weather like in Nottingham?
Well, it's a bit depressing. It's been raining since yesterday. I can't go out, so I have to stay in my room.
What about your room? Is it a nice one?
Yes, it's small and elegant. How about yours?
Mine is an ordinary one. It's a twin study room. I share it with one of my classmates. He's intelligent and very friendly. We're getting on quite well. How's your roommate?
She's very nice, but a little bit quiet. She likes reading and seldom speaks. By the way, do you like the Scottish food there?
Oh, I like it. It's very delicious.
Oh, really? I don't like the food here. It's disgusting. It has no taste. I have to cook for myself in my room.
Well, Maria, as the saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Come on, don't be too choosy. Oh, someone's at the door. I have to answer it, Maria. I'll call you this evening. Bye.
Bye. Ellen, a student union officer, is conducting a survey about the university facilities. She is asking two students about their opinions. Look at questions 25 to 32. As you listen to the discussion, complete the table showing the number of points, 1, 2, 3, or 4, awarded to the university facilities by two students. 1 has been done as an example. Now answer questions 25 to 32.
I'm Alan, and I work for the student union. Now, I'd like to hear your opinions about a few things in the university. We've asked for some volunteers to help us conduct this survey into how satisfied students are with the university facilities. First of all, let's take the lecture rooms. We could score them, for instance, 1 is excellent, 2 satisfactory, 3 rather poor, and 4 really bad. Robert, you first, please. What do you think about the lecture rooms here?
Not so good, I'm afraid. I would score 3. They're too small for one thing. Sometimes we can hardly find a seat.
Yes, but that doesn't happen very often. Personally, I think they're all right. They're comfortable, and the acoustics are quite reasonable. It doesn't matter where you sit, you can always hear the lecture. I would give 2 for them.
How do you feel about the car parking facilities? Are they adequate?
You must be joking. I can never find a car parking space when I need one, and when I finally do, it's a very long walk to the university's teaching building. I'd give it a 4.
I'm afraid I also agree. We need more car parks urgently. This is perhaps one of the major shortcomings of this campus. It gets a 4 from me as well. I come to the university 20 minutes early just so I can drive around looking for a parking space.
What about the computer centre then?
I think it's first class. The software base contains a large selection of learning programs, language games, and word processing facilities. I would give a score of 1.
I quite agree with you. It's very modern, and also under the supervision of qualified staff who can offer help to us while we work, should we need them.
Oh, good. Well, what do you think of the library facilities? Let's say the periodical room first.
Well, I've scored that 3. I'm sorry to have to say, but, I think the room has poor lighting, and I'm disappointed about that.
I've given it a score of 1. As far as I'm concerned, it's excellent and well stocked.
Thank you, Robert and Mary. Now, let's turn to the photocopying facilities.
I would give it a score of 2. Personally, I think it's all right and it's very helpful.
Huh? I would score 3. I think it's too expensive for photocopying, and there are not enough machines. Sometimes we have to stand in a line.
Okay, now let's talk about the...
That is the end of section 3. You will now have 30 minutes to check your answers. Now turn to section 4. Section 4. In section 4, you will hear a talk and answer questions 33 to 40. First, you have some time to look at questions 33 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 33 to 40.
Ladies and gentlemen, at Safeway, we're committed to working for a better environment. We have been actively looking for environmentally responsible solutions over the last 20 years, and it has never been more important than it is today to continue with that initiative. We believe our actions are helping to solve some of the problems, but just as importantly, we're looking ahead too, with new ideas to help protect our environment for the future. Action for the environment goes beyond the Safeway store and into your home. What can you do? Here are some practical things you can do when you get back home to help the environment. Sort out your waste at home so that you can take the different types to be recycled. Recycle all you can, such as glass bottles and jars, plastic bottles, textiles, newspapers, and plastic bags. These are among the many things that can be recycled today. Your recyclable material can be taken to your local Safeway store's recycling centre or to your local council recycling centre. Use recycled paper at home and at the office if possible. Recycle for the garden too. Food scraps, such as decayed vegetables and fruit, but not meat, and some garden waste, such as leaves, dried grass. These can be used to make compost. It's useful in the garden and helps conserve the countryside. Compost is a good alternative to peat. Peat digging damages wild peatlands. Reuse as well as recycle. The back of once-used paper can be used again for rough work. Old plastic bottles can be cut in half to be used as clutches for seedlings. And yogurt pots and plastic film canisters are ideal for storing small things like screws and seeds. Don't forget, plastic carrier bags can often be used again. We can all take action for a better environment if we start now. We can make a difference and enjoy a cleaner and brighter future. The environmental problem is one of the crucial problems we face now. Energy efficiency cuts down the increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is the main cause of global warming. People say we live in a throwaway society. In other words, waste is building up. We really need to find a way to solve this. Recycling and reuse can stop the build-up of waste and can help save energy. Using CFC-free alternatives or pump-action aerosols is one way everyone can help. Every grower, from a farmer to a gardener, can help to save wildlife and habitats by avoiding the use of artificial chemicals, which can poison plants and animals and pollute the land, air, and water. There are plenty of environmental problems facing the world. Small but consistent environmental actions by everyone can help to make sure they do not become overwhelming. It's remarkable how the different environmental actions work together to prevent a variety of problems. You can buy 100% recycled paper goods for the kitchen and bathroom, as well as recycled bin bags. Buy environmentally responsible products. Try to use products that do not contain chemicals that can do harm to the environment, such as phosphates, chlorine, and solvents. Regular purchases will begin to make a difference. To save energy, when it's convenient, walk or cycle. It's good for the environment, your health, and for your pocket too. In the home, cleaning jobs can be carried out with a thought for the future. Use the washing machine on low temperature cycles. Use public transport when you can. Get a timetable You may find a convenient alternative to the car, and you will avoid the problem of where to park. Share a car. A sociable way to go to work or the shops. Two sharing a car only uses half as much fuel as if they had driven alone. Use unleaded petrol if you can. We're all responsible to make the world a healthier, safer place for all of us in the future.
That is the end of section 4. Now you have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.